Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Kirk wrote in, Sarah, are you going to be at Cal Day tomorrow? If you are, I want you to stop by the Bank of the West tent and say hi.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there.
What?
What's John, Cal Day?
You're supposed to go.
I can't because I have to drive my other son to something
that
he's doing. But my son who's going to start at Cal in the fall and his dad will be there.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
So tell John to stop by.
I'll tell John to go to the Bank of the West tent and say hello. But I didn't want him to be waiting for me all day and me not show up. This Kirk guy.
Well, I feel like that's something. Maybe you guys could all go to the one thing and then I'll go to
the
other thing.
It's an all-day thing. I have something to do tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I know.
You can't send the nanny with that one?
The nanny? Aren't they a little old for a nanny? Yes. This part of the program is brought to you by Lowe's. Right now, we'll take call number 9-800-400-3697. You get a pair of reserved seats at the advanced screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in San Jose. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. If it's half as good as the first one, it's worth your time. And I bet you it's even better. Did you say you saw this already?
No, there are a lot of strict rules around this one. We can't even talk about
whether or not you've seen it.
Whether we've seen it, whether we're even invited.
Just nod yes or no. Did you go?
No.
Oh, they have.
You can't verbally say anything.
We haven't seen it.
We just got in trouble.
There's no rules until you see it.
We didn't see it. That's it.
Anyway, it opens everywhere May 5th, and you can go to this special screening. Unlike Human in Berlin, who apparently there'll be no restrictions on you, I guess.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. Earth Day is tomorrow, and you can go to RadioAlice.com to find out all the stuff. Ways to celebrate Earth Day. The Sharks lost in overtime last night, 4-3, so they've got a must-win game Saturday night at home. 7:30, go Sharks. And the Warriors also play on Saturday night in Portland. So a gunman opened fire on French police yesterday on Paris's best-known boulevard, killing one officer and wounding two others before being fatally shot himself. And this happened while, I think it happened at the exact same time the presidential candidates were having a debate.
Oh.
So they say this will for sure have an effect as voters head to the polls in France on Sunday.
Man, it is so tense in Europe right now.
Yeah. The Islamic State took responsibility for the attack. Again, that was three police shot, one dead, two wounded. They've identified the officer now. They say this is one of the men that responded to the bomb attack at the Paris Bataclan concert. Mm. Who was that? Eagles of Death Metal were playing, where 130 people were killed. So one of the people that makes the news as this vote goes down, her name is Le Pen. Her father is famously known as a far right candidate, and she's most compared to Trump, our current president, not because she's a mogul, but because she's a nationalist and very much against radical Islam and the way France has been changing, and she's using that sort of France should seal up its borders and. And then this happens and you go, wow, that could really help her stance as people get scared and also tired of it. So it'll be interesting to see how the people of France vote. They did a huge thing on 60 Minutes about her. And I found myself riveted as her dad was far right and she grew up. And I guess they're now estranged.
Oh, she and her dad?
Yeah.
She kicked him out of the party.
The party her dad started.
Yeah.
I didn't see the 60 Minutes piece, but I've read a little bit about her. The thing is, I mean, Fran, you're right that this can only help her candidacy. They've had some incidents there. The truck driver down there, that was like a Bastille Day celebration or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, two Americans were killed, son and a father, right, from Texas?
That's right.
So the vote happens on Sunday, and we'll see.
You think she's going to win?
Well, I'm not even going to pretend to know enough what the polls look like or what if they've taken polls since this happened.
Right.
But I did see in the 60 Minutes piece they were going right for the same way Trump went for people who were saying, you know, we don't want America to change for the worse. And she's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I think the Russians are helping her.
Huh?
You think the Russians are backing her as well?
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
All right.
You don't think?
I have no idea. No.
The other day, we heard about this unicorn frappuccino from Starbucks. Yeah. And
sent Hooman right over to get us one.
It's a hot pink and purple drink, and it's mango flavored or something. I don't know how you call it. Anything coffee related.
It's like one of those chalky lollipops. Remember those when you were a kid? You'd get like that. They weren't like the clear candy. They kind of had a chalkiness to them. That was what it reminded me of.
We're getting reports now that the Starbucks employees have had it with the new drink.
Oh, people are ordering them like gangbusters?
It's huge. Well, we did.
We sure did.
We went right out and got it. So, yeah. And I drink black coffee. Mm. That's what I
drink. There was no coffee in that.
That's not 1% coffee. Mm-mm. Anyway, they say this thing's pretty complicated for the baristas to make. And most stores can't keep the ingredients to make the drink because it's in such high demand.
Oh.
So now they have hundreds of people coming in ordering the unicorn frappuccino, and they have to tell them we don't have the stuff right now.
Right, the drizzle for it.
The good news is the drink is only going to be offered through Sunday. The bad news is it's offered through Sunday, so you got to deal with this until then. A bunch of the baristas are on Reddit bitching and moaning about having to make this drink. One of them says, any other baristas feel like putting a severed unicorn head in Howard Schultz's bed with a note saying never again? Howard Schultz is the CEO of Starbucks. So there's an angry barista. Couple more days, guys. You'll be all right.
Don't worry. This too shall pass. Unless it's so successful they add it as a permanent fixture. What? That happens.
It does. But then again, just like the McRib, often these things are best brought out in little...
Sure. Or the Shamrock Shake.
Right. You know, they show up.
Once
in
a while.
Have a moment, and then they go away, and they stay in high demand that way. Mm-hmm. In a new travel and leisure survey of America's favorite places, readers scored cities on a few different categories, including how hot or not the locals are.
Oh.
I always think because you told me all of the ugliest people are in Maine, I automatically think, okay, well, our ugliest state is Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's Maryland.
Oh, Maryland, of all places.
America thinks people from Baltimore are the ugliest people.
To be ugly in Baltimore. That's too bad. That's sad for Baltimore. That's not a fun story to hear today. You live in Baltimore. You already weren't feeling that great about yourself, and, you know, now you find out you're ugly, too.
Right.
It's too bad.
31-year-old Oscar Carrillo from Odessa, Texas, called the cops last month to report he'd been kidnapped at gunpoint. He told the police the kidnapper made him drive his car to an open area. Once they got there, the kidnapper set the car on fire and then took off running. Why are you making the face?
Okay. So this guy needs the insurance money from his car or something? Like, what?
The police thought it was strange, too, as Sarah just made a face, which, unless you're watching
at
RadioAlice.com, you didn't see the face.
This is my, come on.
Right. What's going on here? Seems strange to the police, too, and so they looked into it. Apparently, Oscar's car was scheduled to be repossessed because he owed $3,200 on it.
Oh.
So he faked the kidnapping and torched it himself.
Smart.
How does that solve the...
I don't know.
Anybody?
Mm-mm. Is that an insurance thing? Will he get the money for it?
I don't think so,
because
he's caught now.
Well, right.
Now he's busted. He's going to be charged with felony arson and making a phony report.
Insurance fraud.
Duh.
Well, he'll get to spend some time in jail, maybe. So
think about what he's done.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll learn. This is a teachable moment.
You doing Jan there?
I am.
All right.
Yeah. The teachable moment.
Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup. But so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs.
Yeah. The handkerchief is just gone.
Yeah. All the marketing shifted behind that use by 1930 because they realized no one's using these for what we intended them.
Right. When you were a kid, did your mom used to...
My dad had a handkerchief.
Yeah, my
and
dad
And it was disgusting.
Well, it was disgusting. I didn't really know, because as a kid, he always just had this sort of stiff handkerchief in his pocket.
It's a snot rag.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, didn't they get washed?
Well, sure. So, but by the end of the day, it was gross, you know?
But my dad had allergies, so he was someone who used the thing.
Yeah.
So there was no question he'd reach in his pocket for his snot rag and...
Yeah. I used to hate having to fold the white load at my mom's house. You know, when you're a kid, you have to fold the clothes. And because it would be full of handkerchiefs, and you have to sit there and, you know, fold these little squares. My dad had a ton of them.
We used to get my dad the ones with his initials
on them. Yeah. It was always a good thing to get for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still uses hankies. I don't think so. Hanky.
No way.
Maybe.
No.
Sometimes people like to have that.
I know what he does.
What's he do?
He's out there on the boat. He just farmer blows that
brilliant.
Thing.
Gross.
Pinch one side.
Dad, please don't do that. That's
honk
gross.
Hard. Honk. I hope it doesn't land on your lip.
That's the problem. It's the clearance. Sometimes
right.
It just doesn't.
Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy is related to Colin Powell.
Oh, really?
One of Wentz's grandfathers is black, and he's cousins with Powell.
Oh, imagine that.
You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. You just have to have enough postage on it and an address label.
What?
I've heard that if you can send anything that will stay together in one piece through the mail without having to box it. I mean, that pillow sucks by the time it gets to the recipient's house.
Yeah, I would not use a pillow that had been through the mail. No offense, mail carriers, but yuck.
Well, you know.
Well, don't they go through machines?
They do.
Stuff, sorting through?
All kinds of processing. Huh. Not to mention just laying in trucks. There's dirt everywhere. Yeah. The world is a dirty place.
After George Washington's presidency was over, he opened a whiskey distillery in Virginia, and it quickly became the biggest one in the country.
Oh.
After he died, he left it to his nephew, and it wound up burning down.
Oh. That's...
Good
too
for
bad.
Nothing, nephew.
No.
George starts this booming business and gives it to the nephew, and the nephew ruins everything.
It'd be funny if there was still, like, George Washington products around, you know? It'd be kind of funny. Like, we wouldn't just know him as our president. You could go in and get, like, a, you know, bottle of George Washington whiskey. Washington's whiskey, or whatever it was called.
Sure. Well, why not him?
Why not?
We drink Jack Daniels. Who's that guy?
All right.
I don't know. See the devil went down to Georgia guy?
What?
That's Charlie Daniels. Daniels, a country name.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, singing along here while driving.
Oh. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good music segment. Mm-hmm. Do you put the... someone texted in, I can't hear. Wait to hear the podcast without the music. Did you actually put...
I don't know.
I was going to say. That'd be
sometimes I'll leave the Friday montage in just because it's so fabulous.
When we're all just singing along
with
it.
You guys are all just going crazy. Yeah.
510 says, shout out to all the people on 880 going towards the bridge, jamming to Barry and the Bee Gees. I can see at least two other cars singing along too. Yes, happy flipping Friday.
Happy Friday.
415, Vinny with the quote of the day.
What was it?
Barry Manilow just reminds me that people like different stuff.
That's true. That was a good quote, Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm so with you, Vin.
It's right up there with Mo Mandel's quote about human just taking a loop around San Jose in a plane while he's on the stage.
Where are you going that you're going to get in a plane and be back tonight?
Yeah.
I'm flying down for one meeting down
to L.A.?
Yeah.
A meeting about Olive?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Is there renewed hope?
Well, there's always hope. I mean, I hope and pray about it every day. We'll see. You got to keep the faith. Don't give up. Strong in the Lord.
Where's his theme music?
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Speaking of the Lord, today's Michael Franti's birthday.
Oh, it is?
So happy birthday,
Michael Franti.
How did Jesus and Michael Franti?
Speaking of the Lord, she said.
He just makes me feel that good, like the Lord makes me feel good.
Oh.
He puts joy in your heart.
Yes, he does.
He puts a little joy in everybody's heart, Michael Franti. So is he 51 then? Like,
who, Michael or the Lord?
I was at his 50th, so I don't know. No, the Lord
52?
Is older.
52? Woman, what do you think?
I just can't remember.
I just looked it up. Hold on.
I follow him on Instagram, and following his journey in life is actually really fun.
Yeah.
Look him up. He's everywhere.
So positive.
He's 51.
Okay. So that was 1 year ago that we were.
Well, you just remember that, Britton?
I was like, what theme music is she talking about?
I'm wondering if
Jesus say yes. Sorry.
I'm wondering if they're going to have a little party for him.
Is he out of the country?
Wait a minute. You're going to find time for Michael's party, but you can't hang out with Mo?
Well, they already invited me. They already invited me to their house on Sunday for brunch.
Oh, well, bring a present. Don't forget to bring a present.
Well, isn't my presence enough?
Whoa.
Your presence is the present.
Present.
Wait, does that mean I'm not seeing you on Sunday?
No, you are, but I was going to go over there right after church.
So you're going to go to church,
stupid.
Then go to Michael's, and then go to Sarah's.
Yeah.
That's a Sunday.
Well, yesterday I had two lunches, and then a dinner and a massage. So.
What does that have to do with Sunday?
Two lunches, a dinner,
saying,
and a massage.
It's not
the busiest of his days, I think is what he's getting
at. I'm just saying you can have multiple lunches and dinners and find stuff for a massage, you know. Stop doing that.
Your theme music, bro.
All right.
We should probably take a break. Yeah. $1,000 coming up right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.